News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Two leading gerontologists have described undercover RTE footage aired last night as shocking and disturbing. The documentary investigates care standards at homes run by Ireland's largest private nursing home provider, Emus Ireland, formerly Orpea, which has apologised and launched a review in response to the failings exposed. Shane Scanlon is CEO of the Alliance Supporting Nursing Homes, a trade association for the nursing home sector in Ireland. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's your reaction to watching last night?
Look, our Alliance is utterly shocked and appalled at the RTE primetime expose that we watched last night. And look, as a nurse myself and a director of nursing for over 10 years, you just really feel for the residents and families that have been affected by this.
It's unacceptable that's there, but the only reason that this ended up on the telly was because RTE did an investigation. There are people concerned right now that it's happening in other nursing homes as well and going unreported.
Yeah, like, look, Emus Ireland have 27 nursing homes plus 2,400 beds. They're the biggest operator, private nursing home operator in the country. They generate 5.6 billion in global revenue. And we're looking at scenes where basic resources like sheets and incontinence were unavailable to staff. And you're right, you're 100% correct. If RTE had known, and we have to compliment a very brave nurse in Claire Doyle, and in what she, when she went to RTE and made multiple protected disclosures before that with her students, TICWA. And the real question is, what if she never went to RTE? Would those protected disclosures that she made and her students made still went into HICWA months before that? And it's a very brave thing she did, because it's not easy to pick up the phone or put something in writing and whistleblow. And in her own words, she said, from my point of view within the system, I cannot blow the whistle any louder. No one is listening. So fair play to her, in fairness. She's really called out what's happened here.
The concern, of course, the issue we have here, and we haven't moved this on since Lee's Cross 20 years ago, is that the nursing home sector is predominantly for profit. And as a result of being a for-profit system, you're going to have private enterprises running it. And if you have private enterprises running it, they're always going to be looking at costs and everything that goes with it. We haven't solved that, have we?
No, and I suppose, look, the approach in Ireland and the UK, if we were to look across Europe even, more than 80% of the nursing home sector in Ireland and the UK is over 80%. Owned by private nursing homes. To put that in context, the nearest country to that in the EU is Spain, which have 50% private. So the remainder remains public. And I suppose we really have to question the effectiveness of HICWA here, because you just referenced Lee's Cross. HICWA were established to prevent such abuse after Lee's Cross 2 decades ago. And it's clear to us that they have failed to deliver on what they were set up to do. And there will be calls for further powers to be given to HICWA and the Office of the Chief Inspector of Social Services. And that's not the answer here.
When you speak to nursing home owners, what they will say is that HICWA inspections deal with a lot of, I won't say trivial, because they're never trivial, but the stuff that relate to fire, the stuff that relates to availability of certain things, staffing levels. Saved. Are HICWA looking for too many things and missing the basics?
Yeah, I'd agree with that statement. You know, inspections, on the most part, and I've gone through a hell of a lot of them myself as a director of nursing, they'll spend more time tick-boxing and checking things like that. And what I'd be calling for is for an immediate, independent root and branch review of how HICWA carry out their inspections and their methodology, because inspections clearly need to spend more time observing care, speaking with staff, speaking with residents. And as I've already said, less of the tick-boxing. Like, there's a huge amount of agency staff that's currently being used by HICWA. Last year alone, they spent 1.89 million on agency staff, and you'd be wondering, what are agency staff doing with that organisation? As I said, a full review of the current leadership of HICWA and its effectiveness needs to happen. And off the back of this scandal, and off the back of serious protected disclosures being made by a very brave nurse, Claire Doyle, you have to question should there be some resignations here at a senior level?
Can I ask you as well, the one thing that stood out to me last night was the care assistant who was there with 23 people in a room, and they were putting them all there because there wasn't enough staff to look after them in their own space, and they were leaving them there all day. That lady was genuinely annoyed and upset, as were the people when you had issues with pressure bandages and so on. Should more people be making protected disclosures? Is there a fear against making protected disclosures, and why?
Yeah, I think there's a taboo still in Ireland about making a protected disclosure for the fear of what will happen to me afterwards. You know, you might be in a job, you might be thinking down the line of a future career, will this get out in the public? We need to really look at that as a country and maybe put further protection measures in for when a protected disclosure is made in TAQA. Like, a full review needs to be taken of what happens, an independent one, not by themselves, of what happens when a protected disclosure is made. How can that person be protected?
Okay.
And what will immediately happen afterwards? And I think once you put that out to the public in general, people will feel a lot more comfortable in making such disclosures.
Shane Scanlon, CEO of the Alliance Supporting Nursing Homes, a trade association for the nursing home sector in Ireland. Thanks very much for joining us on Newstalk Breakfast.
Newstalk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Newstalk.